Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 7 of A New Thing. These podcasts are aiming at helping me to think through what we're doing in the Watford Church of Christ as we come out of the COVID online church service experience into the new getting back together, physically meeting together. We met together recently in a park. Soon we'll be in a building together. What's going to be different from pre-COVID times, and what's going to be carrying on the same as we've been doing during the COVID times, and what might be same, different, a little bit tweaked? Church isn't going to be the same, is it? Our gatherings are not going to be, perhaps shouldn't be, exactly the same. But today, what I'd like to do is give you some thoughts from some feedback I received from the first episode. So thank you very much, Rob, for sending me your thoughts. Here are a couple of his thoughts, and I'd like to see what you think, and then feel free to send me your own. So one of the things Rob suggests is that perhaps what would be helpful going forward is in our gathering, learning times together, as we're gathered in a sense around God's word, to learn from God's word, how could we make more time for fellowship and structured dialogue? In other words, not just listening to someone teaching. That can be done remotely. That can be done via video. That could be done before the gathering or after, I suppose. Is there a place for more fellowship, more structured dialogue? And in particular, in the way that we learn together, might it be useful to have more interactivity in the learning experience? For that to happen well, perhaps also we should think more about letting people know in advance what kinds of topics we're going to be covering, whether it's a particular passage of scripture or a topic, letting people know ahead of time what that's going to be might help people to prepare better. And it may help them be better prepared to share more deeply when they come together. You know what it's like if someone says to you at the actual gathering, what do you think this passage is all about? It can be a little bit hard to get your thoughts together. But if someone says a week ahead or 2 weeks ahead, this is the passage we're going to be looking at, why not read it, pray about it, think about it, write down your thoughts, write down your insights, write down your questions. And then when we come together and somebody says, what do you think about this passage or this point? Well, then it's a lot easier to say, well, I'm not sure, but maybe this, or I have a question about this, or... And then we learn better from one another, and we learn in community. And surely we learn best when we learn in community. This is how Jesus taught. Almost all of his teaching was done in community. He had his disciples with him. He had the crowds with him. He had various people around him. And often in his teaching, it was interactive. Sometimes people interrupted him, sometimes not for a good reason. But nonetheless, he handled that. And it provided those interruptions further teaching opportunities for people who were open-minded, open-hearted, to actually learn what he was trying to convey. So I think this is very helpful feedback, Rob, and thanks for these ideas. What do you think about the idea of making more time for fellowship in our gatherings now in the future? More opportunity for structured dialogue, more opportunity for interactive teaching, and perhaps more thought ahead of time of what we're going to be teaching and preaching about, and not only deciding ahead of time, but making sure that the members of our congregations know what those topics are and even know how we would like them to interact. In a way, we've also got to train groups that aren't used to it how to do interactivity, because it's not innate to many of us, especially the introverts amongst us. Anyway, that'll do for today. If you've got any questions or feedback, please send it to me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And until the next time, take care and God bless.